fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd day of July. Perfect tip of the day, I want to encourage you all to review and inventory your library on emergency medical treatment, gardening, communications, related topics. Make sure you fill in the blank spots. Do it now while you can. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff was a gentleman who began a quest more than 20 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy. He's authored a number of books. They're available for sale at Amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box. You'll find his books, his website, jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, another week, more bizarre than the week before, which has pretty much come to be expected, hasn't it?
Yep.
I don't know if you heard the last few minutes of the last hour, but we have breaking news in the last hour. Associated Press reporting a contract between the federal government of the United States and Pfizer Pharmaceuticals to have the federal government purchase 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, with an option contract to buy 50 million more, subject to approval for safety and efficacy, which is a pretty low standard, by the way. And they hope to have this released, they say, by October. I suspect they're going to surprise everybody and have it ready on or shortly after Labor Day. No surprise here, is there, Jeff?
No.
Okay. Nope. I see your most recent article here is titled Notes on a KGB Officer's Insights. Then you got a quotation from one of my favorite books, titled New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn. Here's a quotation. Pressure could well grow for a solution of the German problem in which some form of confederation between East and West Germany would be combined with a neutralization of the whole. So, your article goes into comments by Lieutenant Colonel Viktor Kalashnikov, no relation to the Kalashnikov who built the well-known rifle.
Actually, he's a cousin of him.
He is a cousin. Well, how about that?
He is a cousin.
What a family. The Kalashnikov, of course, is Mr. Kalashnikov developed the AK-47, which there's been more of those manufactured than any military weapon ever built. So tell us about Lieutenant Colonel Viktor Kalashnikov.
Well, he was an interesting fellow. He worked for the PGU, the first chief directorate of the KGB, which is their spy outfit that works overseas. He was stationed in Vienna. He was an expert in Germany. He spoke good English, but he was very fluent in German. And he sort of saw had an inside seat at the so-called collapse of the Soviet Union. And we had a number of conversations over the years about Soviet history. He and his wife, Marina, their ambition was to write an oral history of the Soviet Union. And he had collected a lot of data over the years, but they did articles that were initially published in Russia. But when Gorbachev found out what they were doing, he went around to the old Soviet elite who they were interviewing, and he said, "Don't talk to the Kalashnikovs. Don't talk to them anymore." And they were sort of frozen out, and then they were poisoned in their Moscow apartment. Their first symptoms were they had itching, they had mental fog, they were at times felt confusion, they had other symptoms. Eventually, German doctors tested them, found that they had massive amounts of mercury in their bodies.
Oh, boy.
And they think the mercury may have been laced with a radioactive material. Marina passed away several years ago of cancer. So she died.
Marina was Lieutenant Colonel Victor's wife.
His wife, yeah. Right. Marina Kalashnikova. And she was a historian, a trained historian, and they were very close to each other. Obviously, as you would see, they had a similar ambition. They were very talented, very brilliant people. They had come from Soviet families that had been quite high ranking initially in the Soviet Union after the revolution. So they had their families had had intercourse with the top families of the country, so they knew things about the country and how it worked. Viktor had a chance to see how the collapse of the Soviet Union, the collapse of the Eastern European Warsaw Pact unfolded, because he was in Vienna watching. He was tasked by the KGB to go to all the prisons in Western Europe where all of the Russian spies were held, and to visit with them to see what they needed, because their disposition was being negotiated. You know, they were going to swap prisoners and they were going to do things for people. So it was fascinating. I asked him what those people were like, the people who were spying for the Soviet Union. And he said, well, they were all very egotistical people. It was interesting that he said that. But in this particular, I had never published this. This was 9 years ago that he gave me this information. And I guess I'd intended to use it, but I never turned it into an article. And I thought, when I saw it again, I thought, oh, I've got to publish this, at least for the sake of what we have all assumed that's not true about the collapse of the Soviet Union. And it's a clarification on Galitzin's work. Galitzin, who predicted it, who said they had a plan. And of course, Viktor clarifies the plan, specifically what he knew about it as a German expert. And of course, the first part of the plan we know was this idea liberalizing the Soviet Union, which of course he said they had no intention of ever making a democracy. out of the Soviet Union. That was not the intention. And then the other part was unifying Germany. And he said, now that was definitely a diabolical scheme, because their plan was for this unification to take place over a period of years. And when that finally took place, Germany would be reunified as a socialist country, not as a capitalist country. That is, their agents would take over the country, both in West Germany and East Germany. The unified Germany would be under their control. And it would drop out of NATO, and it would destroy NATO from within. But it didn't work out that way, because instead of taking several years to unify Germany and assuring that their people got control of the country, they did it in 1 year, particularly because a certain banker got assassinated. And the Russians never figured out who killed him, but he was the one who was holding the keys to making sure that it went slow, and somebody killed him. He said from that point on, it spiraled out of control. The problem was that when Germany unified in 1 year, the Russian armies, the Soviet armies in East Germany, were on the soil of a NATO country. And what happened was the technical people in that army that maintained the tanks and the aircraft and so on, they began to defect, because all they had to do was step off the base. Right. They were on the soil of a NATO country. So as they bled technical personnel, who of course were terribly underpaid, I mean, they could go to the West and, you know, make 5-10 times as much,
right,
with their skills, the army became disabled. And then, this, in the spirit of, you know, changing everything, the Ukrainians were subverting military units. And back in Ukraine was becoming a hotbed of revolution, or what the Soviets would call counter-revolution. And of course, they started to lose control of Ukraine, and they needed to then go into another stage of the plan. The Soviet economy was intimately bound up with the army. And when the army began to unravel, it spread to the economy, and a demoralization occurred. Now, he said this was a setback, and they knew that it was. But at the meetings that he had with the KGB generals, is that said, it's only a setback. We're still in control. He said nothing changed from Gorbachev to Yeltsin to Putin. He said seamless. The policy stayed the same. The same people were in charge. The same plans were still set up. He said this was the glitch that happened then. And of course, it actually worked out better for them, because it made the collapse of the Soviet Union look more real than it was, because in fact, the collapse did not occur. It was, you know, a setback only.
Right.
Right. And we took it to be a complete victory in the Cold War.
Amazing. Jeff, we got our weekly report from Alex in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I got one to two things for Jeff. The first thing for Jeff is, yesterday I was talking with some people who knew about the Grand Solar Minimum, and apparently Xinjiang in China had snow during July, and also the Chinese Communist Party has ordered a news blackout in regards to the crops in China. Apparently, a lot of crops that were already planted has been destroyed and wiped out by flooding. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Yeah, I'd heard from a Southeast Asian source that the Russians were putting pressure on the Vietnamese to ship as much rice as they could to China, because China was going to be in desperate need. So the China is facing food shortages of unprecedented dimensions for a country of 1.4 billion, and the flooding continues. This isn't over. And there's something I found out yesterday. China has been building an incredible number of dams in China, and they, for example, rivers that flow into other countries, like the Mekong River starts in China. They built a whole slew of dams in the tributaries to the Mekong River up in China. And of course, why so many dams? I mean, basically thousands of dams. And of course, what's causing this flooding in China is a giant cold air mass, a strange cold air mass that has appeared in the North Pacific that is forcing all that rain, all those rain clouds, and more than normal are forming in the Pacific because of this solar minimum, forcing them into China with continual rain. Well, apparently what happens in the grand solar minimum is as the cold, because there's you know, twice as many or more rain clouds over the Earth reflecting light from the sun, the Earth is cooling, more of these cold air masses begin to form, and they form further south, and then at one point they start blocking the air from going into China, that moist air, and then China experiences droughts. And this happened before in the Maunder minimum. And you see why China is building so many dams? My feeling is that they know this severe period of drought is coming because of the grand solar minimum. And that's why they built so many dams, to store water. But now it's backfiring on them because this flooding is breaking the dams as the shoddy Chinese construction in many of the dams. And the dams are over flooding and it's spilling over. And the foundations of some of the dams are undermined. And the pressure on the back of the dams is more than they'd expected. So it really is an incredible series of events. I mean, here we are in the middle of summer and, past the first month of summer, and it's still raining.
The second thing I got for Jeff is that yesterday I was also talking with some of the people in a Discord which is actually devoted to the grand solar minimum. The opinion I got from some of the people was that it could very well be possible that in 2021 China could become aggressive and would possibly invade India and Australia and possibly the United States for food, because from one of the people who talked to me about it, they think 2021 will be the pivotal point when the food problem becomes prevalent in China. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Yeah, we don't know what the Chinese food stores are, but when you have, Russia, for example, stores 5 years' supply of grain in its civil defense system. China, we don't know. And with the flooding, who knows how the stored grains might be compromised by the flooding, depending on where they're storing them. So we don't know what kind of food storage preparations, but it can't, with a country with that size population, they can't have too much of a reserve because it's such an astronomical number of people. But I think we're going to find out pretty soon. We know the price of foodstuffs in China has increased dramatically. Rice is over 70% since January. Rye is 50% since January. I don't know what some of the other food staples are, but that's kind of representative of the rate of increase. And when you have 600 million people living on less than $140 a day, the nearly doubling or increasing by half the price of their food, it's a rather major problem.
Hold on, hold on, Alex. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on? Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal. But I take up my task with buoyancy and hope. I feel sure that our cause will not be suffered to fail among men. This time I feel entitled to claim the aid of all. And I say, come then, let us go forward together with our united strength.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd of July, brought to you by AmsOil. AmsOil link under products at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with J.R. Nyquist, His website's jrnyquist.blog. And you got a follow-up comment for us, Alex?
Oh, the first thing I got for Jeff is also in regard to the Southern Hemisphere, where I'm currently located in New Zealand. Yesterday, when I was reading Adapt 2030, or who goes by the name David Dubines' Twitter, yesterday, South Africa reported that their sugar cane had already been destroyed by the abnormal cold. And according to David Dubine, this has something to do with the grand solar minimum that is already happening. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Yeah, we're going to see cold air from the Arctic and Antarctic regions going further south in the Northern Hemisphere and further north in the Southern Hemisphere. We're going to find that these things are going to be happening more frequently in the coming months and years. So this should not be surprising. Of course, the global warming people are going to say, oh, this is the result of climate change. But they're going to be, you know, not understanding why it's happening.
That's all I've got, Jeff and John. I would like to thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thank you. Well, Jeff, I've taken, and I just noticed that some of the other commentators at the national level are calling what's going on a communist insurgency. Mark Levin, for example, is calling what's going on a communist insurgency. It's not a civil war. It's a communist insurgency, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, and it could become a civil war if it succeeds. Because it's, you know, if people don't recognize the communist themes that are being supported and the communist activists that are behind Black Lives Matter and what their use of race as a weapon to divide the country is, if they don't wake up and realize it, we're going to be in serious trouble here.
Well, did you hear Nancy Pelosi's statement? I believe it was yesterday that President Trump will be leaving the White House regardless of what happens.
Yeah, that kind of statement is very baffling, and it makes me wonder, what is Nancy plugged into? What kind of plans do the left have? President Trump was a duly elected president. If he wins the election, he can't be taken out of the White House. What is this? She's making an expectation for people that hate Trump that there's going to be some kind of extra legal process to remove him. Is that a promise that we're going to have a revolution even if we lose the election? Is that what she's promising?
I certainly get that impression. I certainly do get that impression. And it's very dangerous ground that she's treading on here. It will be extra legal, but she'll attempt to make it appear to be legal, won't she?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know. They've made a lot of things. They've tried to make a lot of things appear to be legal, like spying on the president, you know, spying on his campaign in the previous election cycle. And of course, this thing in Portland, just 5.5 hours drive north of me, where they send federal agents to pick up some of these communist radicals that are doing so much damage up there. And the mayor is screaming for them to get out of his town. He doesn't want them. I mean, so this is the problem. These elected officials, these mayors and governors in these blue states and blue cities that are on the side or sympathetic or not willing to do anything against these communists who take over our streets.
Hold that thought, Jeff. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 22nd of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're glad to announce we now have the daily intelligence briefing back up and running full speed, put together daily by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence officer. It's a great way to keep current on what's going on around the planet. Also, we found a replacement for the video that was taken down by YouTube, the hot mic incident at the White House, where the Fox News reporter walks out the same door at the White House briefing room, the president comes out, walks out that door, and says, you don't need to wear a mask. Don't worry. This virus won't kill you. Oh, by the way, we all got our vaccines anyway. That's a couple of months ago. We all got our vaccines anyway. How about that? Also, my website, if you got arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. You do. You'll get relief. If you're not sleeping as good as a small child every night like I do, you also need an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa for your energy cleaner and your mattress pad to go with it. And keep in mind the following. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So check out the details at my website. Place your order there. I'm getting a fresh batch tonight from Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer, and we'll be good to go over the next few days, getting everything shipped out. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day for the energy cleaner and the mattress pads. Order line only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Jeff, the exposure of what was going on in the Hussein Obama administration continues to expose the criminal activity at the highest levels. I was a young adult, just getting started in my adult career as a homicide detective when the Watergate incident was taking place back in the early 70s. That was criminal activity involving high-level people, and the cover-up, of course, involved President Nixon. But what it did not involve was the top leadership of the FBI, the top leadership of the CIA, top leadership of other government agencies, including Department of Justice. It was what happened with the Watergate was very compartmentalized, involved a very small number of people. It did not include anybody outside the White House, did it, sir?
No, it was strictly the White House plumbers under James McCord was simply a sort of a spy, a private spy organization for the president. The White House plumbers, they were involved in the Daniel Ellsberg break-in of his psychiatrist's office, I believe. And they were also, of course, bugging the Watergate Hotel, bugging the phones of the Democratic National Committee.
Right.
So that was, I don't know what other things they were into, but, you know, they were black bag guys. They were
right.
Former CIA guys. James McCord was former CIA. G. Gordon Liddy was former FBI. And they had these former federal agents who, you know, signed on to the White House to do this.
Exactly.
So it did not involve other agencies, no.
It did not. It in fact, was high-level criminal activity on one hand. On the other, it did not involve the leadership or the agencies outside the White House. What's been going on and what was taking place, I should say, under Obama did involve high-level people, the people actually in charge of the FBI, people in charge of the CIA, high-level criminal activity involving the President of the United States, far, in my opinion, from what I've observed, far worse than what took place with Watergate. Do you agree, sir?
Yes, I do. And it's because, you know, what Nixon's group did, they did for Richard Nixon. So it was they were like personal staff of the president. What you have in the different branches of government under Obama is basically a Marxist cadre. They all had this common cause. If you go to Brennan, if you go to Comey, you see they had communist background. Comey had admitted in an interview almost 20 years ago that he had been a communist in college. Brennan admitted that he voted for Gus Hall in 1976 for president. Gus Hall was the head of the Communist Party USA. You have with Obama a trained Marxist in the White House, somebody who was mentored by Frank Marshall Davis, a member of the Communist Party USA. Obama came from a far-left family. His mother hated the United States of America. His members of his staff also came from Communist Party USA families. So these things. Trevor Loudon has documented this in The Enemies Within and The Enemy Within, books about Obama and the people around Obama. And it's not, the media would not give this any attention. The fact that Bernadine Dorr's Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorr were underground Marxist-Leninist terrorists, and that he started his political career in their living room, announcing his candidacy, getting a seat in the Illinois legislature from a pro-Soviet individual, Alice Palmer. She basically gave him her seat, and she would go to the Soviet Union and attend conferences and write glowing reports about it, Alice Palmer. So the milieu that Obama came out of was a communist milieu. That he would fill the government with such people is very clear.
And I want to follow up on what you said. Of course, during the Obama administration, Marxists and Muslims were appointed to high-level positions all throughout the executive branch, who in turn appointed underlings who were also Marxists and communists, which basically paralyzed the Trump administration for a good 2 years, 2 years plus, because everybody they depended on in these executive branch agencies were filled up with high-level positions filled up with Marxists and Muslims, making it basically paralyzing the Trump administration for 2+ years, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the implications for, you know, people say, well, our FBI is patriotic and our CIA and so on. It's not exactly true. Many of the regular officers of the CIA and the FBI are patriotic, but their bosses, the people that were promoted under 8 years of Obama and then 8 years of Clinton, remember, before that, they've been infiltrating the CIA, especially the CIA, for many years. And I had a guy that I interviewed privately. He was a CIA official who was not happy. And he went over to Homeland Security. He was mainly trying to learn from me. He was interested in my writings. He didn't tell me anything secret. He didn't break his oaths or anything. Right, he was frustrated, though, by the CIA. He didn't say exactly what it was that was frustrating him. And when the 9/11 happened, he went over to Homeland Security. But when, as Obama kept appointing Marxists, and he reached a fairly high level in the agency, he had to leave because he could not work with these Marxists. Quote-unquote Marxists, at Homeland Security.
At Homeland Security.
The Department of Homeland Security. So, you know, it's the infiltration of our security systems. We should not underestimate what they have done and the implications for a civil war. What kind of sabotage? What kind of infiltration? What are the implications if the left is planning an armed uprising, if this insurrection should become an armed one?
Well, the information reports I'm getting from the people in the Pentagon is men and women, patriots who support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, they're very concerned about even going to work and having to deal with communists at the Pentagon. And some are even armed to be able to defend themselves. I don't want to go into any details that would compromise anybody, but that's where we are, that within the ranks at the Pentagon, there are Marxist, communist Muslims who are ready to commit violence to achieve their ends.
Yeah, it's gone. We've allowed people who essentially believe in things that are at odds with our Constitution and our way of life. And when you say Muslims, look, Sharia and the Muslim doctrines are not compatible with the Constitution. A Muslim, a true Muslim, following the Sharia law, cannot swear an honest oath of allegiance to the Constitution, because the law they swear to that is supreme is the law of Sharia. And if they swear to something else, it is basically not permitted by their religion.
Right,
and we haven't recognized this difficulty. The same thing with communists. Communists do not believe in bourgeois constitutions, which is what they would call the U.S. Constitution. They'd say, oh, that's a bourgeois document. We're against it. We want to overthrow it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I've been telling people for quite a while that President Trump had to spend at least 2 years cleaning house, cleaning out the top leadership of his own agencies, the executive branch agencies, cleaning out Muslims and communists, so he could have patriotic men and women who would actually carry out with vigor the executive branch dictates, as opposed to being blocking them, compromising them, stopping them, which is what the communists and Muslims would do, wouldn't they?
That's right. I mean, we need treason trials. We need to reintroduce the idea of treason and seditious treason. We have to identify people trying to bring the country down. And we can't, it's not child's play to say, oh, well, they have free speech and they can work to destroy the country if they want. No, people can't work to destroy the country.
No,
I'm sorry.
They can't. We got a caller here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Mr. Nyquist.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello, yeah. I have two questions. One is, what do you think of the idea? There's been Joel. You heard of Joel Gilbert? He has done a documentary about 2015 that says that Obama's, that not only was Frank Marshall Davis Obama's primary mentor, he was physically his father, and that he had an affair with his mother, and that he had taken pornographic pictures of her.
Yeah, I've seen the documentary. He got close to have a lot of conversations with some of Obama's boyhood friends, and some of his information is really intriguing. I don't know if the theory that Frank Marshall Davis is his father is true, because when you look at Obama's half-brothers supposed in Africa, one of his half-brothers actually seems to have even his mannerisms. So there does seem to be a family resemblance now, but I don't know. You know, I mean, it's one of those theories. I don't know.
Has anyone ever gotten any sample of his or his daughter's DNA or something, maybe hair clippings or something that could, anyone gotten any DNA tests on the Obama family in Kenya?
Quite frankly, that's a rabbit trail that finding out is not going to change anything. It's interesting, but it's a rabbit trail and it's a distraction.
Yeah.
Also,
it doesn't really matter. It's not who his father is. It's his ideology that matters. And that's not going to change by finding out which man is his father.
Right.
You know, it's Obama has a kind of murky beginning. He has a murky history, and but that it's murky because of all the socialist and communist elements in his background, in his mother's way of thinking, and in his grandfather, and in his mentor Frank Marshall Davis. This is Obama's early life, and it's just not a pro-American story.
Hardly.
And
John,
also, what do you
go ahead?
What do you feel about the criminalization of ownership of Confederate flags or Confederate memorabilia, or the criminalization of commemoration of the Confederacy? What is behind that?
Is that what they're doing now? They're criminalizing memorabilia, are they?
I don't know, but they're moving, they seem to be moving in that direction. They're trying to get something done with that.
I'm not aware of anything being done.
I agree with what the president told Mike Wallace in his recent interview. Mike Wallace asked him about the Confederate battle flag. And the president said, look, this is a symbol to people who don't necessarily support slavery, people who the South is their heritage, they're Southerners, they're proud of it. We're going to make this symbol we're going to say this stands for racism and we're going to persecute people for this symbol. This is the kind of thing that Black Lives Matter and the Marxists want to do to divide the country. You know, we fought the Civil War already. We don't want to fight it again. We don't want to persecute people because of their regional affiliation and patriotism, local patriotism. That's not a good idea. And but this is what they want to do. They want to drive a wedge between Americans. They want to divide us. And it's a divide and conquer game. Divide us by race, divide us by North and South, divide us by every which way they can. And we shouldn't play into it.
Okay, John, we got to run. Thank you for your call, sir. Yeah. We appreciate it. We got a break coming up. We got a few minutes after the break. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us...
That was Winston Churchill giving us a warning. Jeff, I'm ever more concerned about what the near future holds for us with civil disorder, the communist insurrection leading to civil war. I'm advising people they need to get ready and get away from these cities, don't they, sir?
Yeah, of course, it's not possible for everybody. Some people, their jobs, their property... You know, to just imagine, if you look at Zillow, you look at real estate prices, there's, you go to small towns and places outlying, and there's not very, you know, what used to be a big, you know, a rich real estate market in small town America, there's not much left. You know, people, it's amazing what's left on Zillow. And you look at the cities, and the prices have dropped. People wanting to get out of the cities, but they can't sell their homes. It's very frightening when people realize that they're in a bad place and they need to get to a safer one.
Right. And any loss to real estate is not due to civil disorder, will not be covered by any insurance, but the mortgage won't go away. So your house could be destroyed due to civil disorder, but the mortgage won't go away, will it?
No, and there's a, it's, you know, this is what's so tragic about defund the police, is that the people are being abandoned by the politicians, and in these cities that wanna take money. I mean, the LAPD and the New York PD to take money away from them and give them to basically what are communist organizations, you know, front groups that are going to distribute the money to the enemies of public order, that they want, you know. How, what, 8,000 prisoners in California have been released onto the streets? They want to empty the prisons. They want to put all this money we spent policing and jailing and putting these criminals in jail, and we're going to just release them because, oh, no, they might get COVID in prison. No, they might hurt the public if they're out.
Right.
I see there must be some kind of Marxist scheme in this. We're going to get more criminals on the street. We're going to create more disorder. We're going to bring the country to its knees. You see, this is what I fear there is really behind this, letting criminals out of jail. And then who wants to be in a blue state where they're letting all these criminals out of jail? You want your house burglarized? You want to be mugged? Your chances just went up. What is the crime rate in New York up? Double or triple?
Something
what is
like
the crime
that.
Rate in Los Angeles up?
Right. Well, the smart people left Los Angeles after the L.A. riots, and that's been a long time ago. Well, these matters move forward. You and I remain the watchman on the wall, giving our reports and warning people, advising them they need to get ready spiritually, physically, mentally, because what's coming at us is a freight train out of control coming downhill, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's not going to be pleasant, you know.
Well, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.